USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Stimulus money is on its way, according to the Treasury Department. Americans could begin seeing their payments from the latest COVID relief bill hit their bank account as early as this weekend. The Internal Revenue Service says that people can begin to check on the status of their payments starting on Monday at their website. The first round of payments will be sent out via direct deposit, with paper checks and debit cards being mailed out later this month. And Italy is set to begin a new round of lockdowns a year after the coronavirus first hit the nation. The government says it's trying to contain a new surge in cases fueled by new, more contagious variants. On Saturday, the country recorded more than 26,000 new coronavirus cases. In half of Italy's 20 regions, new restrictions begin on Monday, with non-essential shops closed and people allowed to leave their homes only for work or health reasons. The entire country will go under those restrictions over the Easter weekend. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Saturday that FEMA will begin to assist with housing the influx of unaccompanied minors at the southern border. In a statement, Mayorkas said that a Border Patrol facility is no place for a child and that FEMA would work to find a family member or sponsor to place children with until their immigration case can be processed. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte says the situation on the border continues to be made worse by the Biden administration's policies. He tells Fox News the administration is taking away the tools that Border Patrol agents need to do their jobs.
When I was down on the southern border in 2019, I spent time talking to those border agents, the ones that are trying to defend the security of this country. And they were very clear. They said, listen, we can do our job if we have the right tools. I'm very concerned that with these reckless policies, open border policies of the Biden administration, we're taking away the tools that the border agents need to secure our border and to protect our communities.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Calls for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation in the wake of multiple scandals continue to increase. Wendy King has the latest from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer became the latest members of New York's congressional delegation to call on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign over several accusations of sexual misconduct and harassment. They joined the majority of the state's members in the House in the growing tide of lawmakers that are urging the defiant governor to step down. Cuomo repeated his denial of the allegations on Friday and said he would not resign. Earlier, Congressman Jerry Nadler, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, said Cuomo had lost the confidence of New Yorkers. He is also under fire for the misconduct allegations and a scandal on his failure to report nursing home deaths connected with COVID-19. The New York State Assembly has now opened an impeachment investigation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And several college basketball conference championships are up for grabs on Saturday. Hartford will make its first ever appearance in the NCAA tournament after taking home the America East title. Norfolk State will make their second tournament appearance in program history after claiming the MEAC championship. Rick Pitino will take Iona to the big dance in his first season with the school as the Gaels capture the Mid-Atlantic Athletic Conference title. Pitino becoming just the third coach to take five different schools to the tournament, joining Lon Kruger and Tubby Smith. Even more auto bids to be handed out on Saturday as 12 more conferences hold their tournament finals. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.